I was watching TV here, but you know what I noticed about life today? How indifferent people are to things that should concern us, and we're indifferent in a big way, in a bad way, in a way that it's sad and it doesn't help the community at all. And I'm going to bring up a few points here. And there was a person, actually a husband and wife, and they had three children. And what they did was take an 11-month-old baby and leave the baby in the balcony all night, and you know, while they're sleeping with the door closed. Actually, the door was actually closed in the balcony, like in the balcony, the door to the balcony. And my point is, people, that like, what would have happened if there was a rainstorm, you know, and they're sleeping there, you know? And it's like, you know, rain can come quick too, bam, you know, like without anyone noticing. Like, there's a lot of danger the baby could have been. But, you know, I thought that was bad enough, right, when I'm watching it on the news. They even have video, then one neighbor videotaped the baby there crying from another balcony. But, you know, that's bad enough, indifferent, like the neighbors. But you know what I heard? To top it all off, to make it worse, the neighbors said it's not the first time this happened. And according to the report, they said police were driving by and could hear a baby cry and did an investigation. So the neighbors, what were they, afraid of this guy or his wife? Was it, they said, well, it's none of my business. You know, like having, why didn't anyone call the authorities right away the first time this happened? And it's like, what I figured out, you know, is people were so indifferent that it's like, it's pretty bad, you know, when you're indifferent. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the sacrifice of brave people in the past, you know, the sacrifice of, you know, goodness and caring and sharing, you know, all that sacrifice. It's like today everyone's indifferent, and it's like, why? Like, I'll give you an example. In certain areas in cities, like, there are people there with a lot of money. Just living there proves the fact, like, there's some real estate where you have to have a lot of money. It's just is what it is. And you see people, and you see people hungry, and you see people on the street, maybe even lying down or sleeping. And these same people, right? I'm not saying they can save the world, but it's just indifferent. They walk by indifferent, you know? They just walk by, and everyone's indifferent to people's problems. And you know what I'm saying? It's not one person that can do anything. It's a team effort. And you know, one person can't do anything in life. I guarantee you that. It takes a team effort. And if people are indifferent, especially people that can help that are indifferent, like, don't count on the politicians, people. Don't be foolish. In our part of the world here, we elect them. We can remove them from office. But I'm telling you, it's like, what's the problem? Why are people so indifferent? What is it? They're afraid? What is it? They, you know, they don't want to complain. You know, what is it? They feel it's none of my business, you know? What is this indifference? I can't fully understand it, figure it out. But I can tell you, no one can deny that a lot of the world's indifferent, you know? It's like so sad, people, that the world's indifferent. You know, it is what it is. There's no doubt, and it's a bad thing in community and society. When you become indifferent, society, you're gonna have problems, because people think, well, you know what I'm saying, I'm not the victim here, you know. Why do I care? I'll be indifferent. I have it good. I have it good, right? But let me tell you something, people. Karma, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should appreciate this part of the world here in America, Canada. Like, we should really appreciate the sacrifice and not be indifferent. And, do what's right, you know what I'm saying? You know, and there's a lot of bullshit about, you know, about some rights and this and that, and like, what do I mean? Obviously, I mean that people want to be privileged, and that's another reason why it's indifferent too. You know, there's certain communities that want to be privileged because historically that's how it is, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like the class system. And that's what brings indifference too. Is like, I'm better than you, you're better than me. You know what I'm saying? We have the class system. And it doesn't matter what color you are or anything. It's just that there's laws. And once we don't follow the laws, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we're, our problem now, from being indifferent, is that we're being, we're being extorted, people, because we're indifferent, you know, with these companies on the internet, our phone. They work for us, we pay them, they're extorting us, you know, information here, information there, making money, you know, they're extorting us with our rights. And it's sad, because if everyone's indifferent, guess what? Then we're not going to be doing too well, are we? If we're all indifferent. It's not my problem, you know? Because the companies are extorting us. And you'd be surprised, dude. Do a little research on how companies make money with interest rates and basically, you know, how is America in debt? You know, how it's like saying, you know what I'm saying, Walmart's in debt. Like, you know what I'm saying, the richest country, the richest corporations in debt, you know. Well, that's what, in a metaphoric way, you know, America's in debt, or some, you know what I'm saying. It's just because we're indifferent, and it's sad we're indifferent, you know. I'll say it. You know, I'll say it because I believe it. We're indifferent, and we're being extorted by the internet companies, by all the internet extortions. You have to agree with their shitty agreements. And like, why? Why should we? We pay them. Why can't, you know, we got to fight for agreements and say, well, no, we don't agree. They're extorting us because they know that we have no choice because we're indifferent. We don't fight for each other. And we fight for stupid, vain causes. You know, stupid and vain causes. That's what we fight for. A lot of us, bullshit.